WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, this topic hits close to home. We all deserve a little self-compassion, right? It's like that superhero cape we secretly wish we had, the one that lets us face the world with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of grace. Ever felt like your inner critic is running a marathon while you're barely jogging in place? We've all been there. That voice whispering doubts, highlighting every perceived flaw, making us feel less than. It's exhausting, but guess what? You deserve better. You deserve to treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you offer your best friend. And that brings me to 5 key takeaways, nuggets of wisdom to help you tap into that wellspring of self-compassion. First things first, acknowledge those negative thoughts. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Just notice them, like a passing cloud in the sky. You're not defined by your thoughts. Just because they pop up doesn't mean you have to believe them. Think of it like this. Your mind is like a TV. Sometimes it shows reruns of those same old self-critical episodes. But you, my friend, are the remote control. You can choose to switch channels and focus on something more positive, something more inspiring. Second, practice self-kindness. Talk to yourself like you would talk to someone you love. Would you say harsh things to a dear friend? Probably not. So why subject yourself to that kind of negativity? Remember, you're human, and humans make mistakes. It's okay to stumble, to falter, to fall short of perfection. What matters is how you pick yourself back up and keep moving forward. Third, be mindful of your needs. This one is crucial, folks. Take time for activities that nourish your soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. These moments of self-care can make a world of difference in how you feel about yourself. Fourth, celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments, even the seemingly insignificant ones. Every step forward is a victory worth celebrating. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. Each milestone brings you closer to your ultimate goal. And finally, remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You are unique, you are valuable, and you deserve to be treated with kindness and respect. This isn't about arrogance. It's about recognizing your inherent worth and allowing yourself to shine. Let me share a quick story that really brought this home for me. A few months ago, I was working on a big project, and things were getting pretty stressful. I felt the pressure mounting, and my inner critic started chirping away like a disgruntled bird. I kept telling myself I wasn't good enough, that I was going to mess everything up. But then, I remembered this podcast concept, Tap Out of Overstimulation, and thought, hey, maybe it's time to practice what I preach. So, instead of dwelling on the negative, I took a few deep breaths, went for a walk in the park, listened to some uplifting music, and reminded myself that I was capable, I was strong, and I had got through tough challenges before. It made a huge difference. Remember, folks, self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up on yourself. It's about showing up for yourself with kindness, understanding, and unwavering support. You are worthy of love. You are capable of amazing things, and you deserve to treat yourself with the same respect and care you extend to others. Now go out there and tap out of those negative self-talk spirals. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who needs a little reminder that they're awesome just the way they are. And don't forget to leave a review. It really helps us spread the message of self-love and kindness. Until next time, stay strong, stay kind, and keep tapping out those negative vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.